Angels looking to sweep the four-game series with the Mariners and extend their winning streak to six games. We'll take it to the bottom of the first, Gene Segura at the plate.
Flipping out to shallow center. Simmons with a diving catch. He's done it again. Unbelievable for the first out.
Simmons showing the athletic skills once again. Full extension on the dive. What a play.
And here is C.J. Cron.
It's hit deep out there into left field, and it bangs off the scoreboard. Out of here, home run C.J. Cron. Ball game is tied up at one. Angels now have them loaded. And boy, Martin Maldonado has had a good series. And the 1-2 once again. It's grounded by the mound and through in the left center field. One run scores. Two are in. And the Angels' lead is now 4-1. Still a two-run lead for the Angels. Mariners down to their final out in the ballgame. 2-0 delivery. That ball's lifted in the air, but it's right out near Cole Calhoun in right field. He'll put it away, and the ball game is over.
4-2 Angels is your final score. Parker Bridwell improves to 7-1. He goes six innings, allowing one run on four hits with two strikeouts. This marks the first time the Angels are three games over 500 since April 13th. The Angels are now riding their first six-game winning streak of the season. Here's Socha on the victory.
I thought Parker was good. I think early he was missing with some counts. But as the game went on, he brought a good change of speed into the game and didn't throw as many breaking balls, but when he did, they were effective. And I think he just controlled the whole game. He did a great job.
You guys are now on six in a row, the most that you won in a row all this season. What do you like about the way your team's played over that stretch?
Well, we're just going to get to the next game. I don't think we're going to look back and say we did this or did that. We know the challenge in front of us. We know the type of baseball we have to play, and that's really where our focus needs to be. And so, we'll move on to Washington, get ready for Tuesday's game, and just hopefully keep playing with the consistency we've shown.
What do you think of the way Middleton kind of bounced back from getting a little trouble there to still get out of that?
Keenan answered the bell this week. That's 5 out of 6. And for him to, it's one thing when you go and you have a clean inning. It's another thing when you get second and third and you have three shots of tying runs coming to the plate. I think he kept his composure. I think I think Martin did a great job with him. And he made pitches and got out of the gym.
Maldonado's hit.
Yeah, we got some big hits. That's a huge hit by Martin, and Cron got us started. Simba got a run in, but when you're talking two out hits like that, that's big. And especially where our pitching, where our bullpen is, they've been used a lot. You want to give them as much margin of error as you can.
When you heard this series, what stands out to you as the key to your team winning all four?
I don't think there's one key. I think, those guys, at times they swung the bat well, at times they pitched well. Our bullpen did a great job. We swung the bats pretty consistently all series. It comes down to holding leads. But there's not just one thing. I think, you have to play good baseball. A couple of these games could be easily swung the other way. So our bullpen did a great job. I think we were playing with some consistency. We're getting more offense than we've been getting earlier in the season, so that's going to be important. And we're holding leads.
Even here in your wild card spot, are those kind of the same things that have been working for you all season to get you to this point?
No, first half we had a lot of gaps in our game. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of our offense was trying to get together. Our bullpen has been pretty consistent all year, and Billy Epler rebuilt the pitching staff from shortly after spring training. So one thing we've done is we pitched really well and we played very, very good defense the whole year, and we did that this series too.
Martin Maldonado goes 1-for-3 with two RBIs in the Angels' 4-2 victory over the Mariners on Sunday. Here's Maldonado on the win.
We testing the process. We're going to go out there and every day and compete on every pitch. And I think that has been the key for us.
How about Parker Bridwell and what he has given the Angels, and certainly you're guiding him along, but how impressed are you with his maturity and the adjustments he's able to make so quickly?
A lot impressed. You know, he's been doing strike, attacking the hitters, using all four pitches, and he said he's keeping us in the ballgame.
So now you lead the major leagues, 101 games caught. How's your body holding up? As you told me in spring training, you are ready to go full bore. How's everything responding for you?
Feel good, you know. You know, we got an off day tomorrow. I'm going to relax and go back out the next day. You know, I prepared myself to play 140 games, and hopefully that's my goal.
You take me through the patience shown today by your ball club, and then you coming up with a big two RBI single, and what are you looking for from one lefty to the other?
Oh, that's what we're talking about. You know, we're talking staying the song. Especially with Miranda, with the split finger, staying the song, trying to get his pitch gang up and trying to get back to that bullpen, you know. We did a pretty good job, and I got the big hit. Thanks to Cole, you know, he got an unbelievable AB. He walked.
Monday, the Mariners are in Seattle to face the Orioles. Things resume on Tuesday for the Angels. They'll be in D.C. to take on the Nationals.